This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Stephanie Trainer from the Andover, North Andover League of Women Voters, and we are discussing some upcoming Essex County debates, the sheriff's debate this weekend, and then, of course, the DA's debate, which will take this Thursday, I meant to say, then the DA's debate a week from Thursday. But, Stephanie, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that was difficult for me to get through, but we got there. Tell us a bit about your background. I just want the folks to know how these debates will work, how they can participate by viewing them and so on and listening to them. But tell me a bit about your background and how you came about to get involved with this.
Sure. So I've been a member of the Andover, North Andover League of Women Voters for about 25 years, and I served as president for about 8 of those years. And during the course of my involvement, I've been the voter service chair, so I've organized a lot of candidate forums and have also moderated forums in other communities. And so this getting involved in planning these two upcoming forums was a very easy transition. Several leagues in Essex County have joined together to organize these events, along with other community partners. So this has been quite a big collaboration of many different nonpartisan groups for these forums. And so the other piece was that we held an educational forum on July 19th, hosted by Memorial Hall Library, and the Nevins Memorial Library in Methuen also partnered, along with the Dream Network and the ACLU Massachusetts and Courageous Conversations Merrimack Valley and the League chapters in Essex County. So that was to lay the groundwork about what these two offices, both the sheriff and the district attorney offices, do in Essex County, what they're in charge of, what budgets they oversee, and what their primary functions are. And that was a way to educate voters before they can actually watch the candidates. Since all of the candidates running in these two races are Democrats, the primary on September 6th is actually going to be the determinant of who is on the ballot in November. So that's why the timing of these events is very important. So August 11th, voters will get to hear from the two candidates running for sheriff, and they will be able to see the candidates will have time for an opening statement, a closing statement, and then they'll be answering questions, which have been developed by the partners in the forums. And there will be no live questions that evening, but the partners working on the question committee are making sure that many topics get covered and that everything is fairly worded, et cetera. And the candidates will have an opportunity to answer those questions. And these events will be recorded since they're on Zoom so that people can tune in if they haven't had a chance to watch it live.
Yeah, as we speak, we're working on ways to get this to the folks, and we can share that at a later date. We do have that educational forum. We can put a link up to that as well, Stephanie, on that
Great.
Piece that you just mentioned. Your background, though, you've been worked in library services and adult education and so on. So this is another kind of element to your background on that. And that those experiences, right?
Well, it definitely is, and I've stayed involved with Courageous Conversations. When I was working at Memorial Hall Library, we hosted many programs organized through Courageous Conversations, and we also worked with other libraries on libraries working towards social justice. So, since I've retired, I wanted to stay involved and. That this has been the way I have stayed involved as a volunteer with Courageous Conversations. And the libraries are a great venue for educating people, providing nonpartisan information. So it was a natural, partnership there.
Speaking of partnerships, tell me more about the partners. Do you want to share more information about them? We have a list of them on this post.
Yes, certainly. Yes. So there are 7 leagues in Essex County working together, local leagues. The League of Women Voters of Massachusetts has been an invaluable partner, as has the Massachusetts Women of Color Coalition. They have worked extensively on get out the vote efforts, voter education efforts, you know, gearing up for the fall. We also have the NAACP Merrimack Valley branch and the NAACP North Shore branch. The ACLU Massachusetts has been invaluable in this process. The Essex County Community Organization, the Dream Network, which is based in Lawrence and works with citizens who've been involved in the carceral system and reintegrating them into the community and working on job placement and that sort of thing, and then Courageous Conversations Merrimack Valley. So we've been able to gather this very big group of partners, and we meet regularly, and and the hope is that the publicity and outreach will reach a broader network by having so many partners involved. And also, it was a great opportunity to get some really meaty questions for the candidates, you know, developed from people who've been working in the justice area for years. So that was another huge benefit to the partnerships.
Yeah, these are two big offices for sure, the sheriff's office and the district attorney, and we have a, you know, an opening for district attorney with district attorney John Blodgett stepping down at the end of his term here this year. So this is big, and it'll be great to hear the two candidates. I know I've interviewed both of the DA candidates, and we'll be doing both of the sheriff's as well candidates for that office at some point here on the website, just so folks know that. And we also, the way to watch live would be Thursdays at 7 p.m. This Thursday and next Thursday would be to pre-register. We have a link for that, and you can see it on the flyer on the website, and click on that and, I guess, register through that to be able to watch the debate live on those Thursdays, right?
Right, right. And just so you're aware, I do, so they're actually forums. The candidates won't necessarily be debating one another. So it's a fine distinction, but just so people are aware. So it won't be an actual debate between them.
So an informational kind of piece for sure then, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, fair enough. Okay. So we'll call it a forum then. All right, makes sense, yeah. Stephanie, anything else to share with the listeners right now? As you pointed out, people need to focus in on this stuff right away because it comes up right after Labor Day, this election.
Well, that's right. It would be very easy to lose track of this, and I just encourage people to watch, to learn all they can about the candidates. The ACLU of Massachusetts has some candidate questionnaires posted on their website, and all of the candidates have answered their questions. So there are many ways to learn about the candidates, and I would encourage everyone to do that. Make sure that you know, request your ballot if you're going to be voting by mail, and just keep the deadlines in mind because it will come up very fast. And thank you so much for hosting, you know, for having me on today.
Yeah, and we'll put that ACLU link up as well on the post. Well, Stephanie, thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the forums, if you will, this Thursday and next Thursday. And thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Okay. Stephanie Trainer with us from the League of Women Voters of Andover and North Andover on the Essex County debates, or forums, I should say, for sheriff this Thursday and district attorney next Thursday. And I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.